ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter number 9 and Text number 22. Avismitam tam paripurna kamam. Svena eva labhena samam prashantam vina upasarpati aparam hi balishah sva langulena atitaritat Tarititi Sindhum Avismitam Tam Paripurna Kamam Sveneva Labhena Samam Prashantam Vinopasarpatya Param Hibalishah Svalangu langena titi tariti sindhum. Avismitam tam paripurna kamam. Sveneva labhena samam prashantam. Vinopasarpatya param hi balisha Svalangulena titi tataritra sindhum. Avismitam tam paripurna kamam Sveneva labhena samam prashantam Vinopasarpatya param hi balishah Svalangulena titi tarti svindham. Mothers. Avismitam, who is never struck with wonder, tam him paripurna kamam, who is fully satisfied, svena, by his own, eva, indeed, labhena, achievements, samam, equiposed, prashantam, very steady, vina, without, uspasarpati, approaches, aparam, anadhar, he, indeed, balishaha, a fool, sva, of a dog, langulena, by the tail, atitarati, wants to cross, sindhum, the sea. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Free from all material conceptions of existence and never wonder struck by anything, the Lord is always jubilant and fully satisfied by His own spiritual perfection. He has no material designations and therefore He is steady and unattached. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the only shelter of everyone, anyone desiring to be protected by others, is certainly a grateful who desires to cross the sea by holding a tail of a dog. A dog can swim in the water, but if a dog dives in the ocean and someone wants to cross the ocean by holding the dog's tail, he is certainly a fool number one. A dog cannot cross the ocean, nor can a person cross the ocean by catching a dog's tail. Similarly, one who desires to cross the ocean of nescience should not seek the shelter of any demigod or anyone else, but the fearless shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, 58th verse, therefore says, Samasritaye padapallava plavam mahatpadam punya yashomurare bhavambuddhi vatsapadam parampadam padampadam yet vipadam nitesham. The Lord's lotus feet are indestructible boat, and if one takes shelter of that boat, he can easily cross the ocean of nescience. Consequently, there are no dangers for a devotee, although he lives within this material world. which is full of dangers at every step. One should seek the shelter of the all-powerful instead of trying to be protected by one's own concocted ideas. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Divancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Avismitam tam paripurna kamam Svenevla bhena samam prashantam Vinopasatat param balishaha hi balishaha swalangulela atitarti sindhum. Free from all material conceptions of existence and never wonderstruck by anything, the Lord is always jubilant and fully satisfied by His own spiritual perfection. He has no material designations and therefore He is steady and unattached. That Supreme Personality of Godhead is the only shelter of everyone. Anyone desiring to be protected by others is certainly a grateful who desires to cross the sea by holding a tail of a dog. So, the demigods are praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead when they saw the wonderful appearance of a most formidable demon coming from yajna. Can a demon come from yajna? Fire sacrifice. Probably this is the only example. A demon is appearing from the fire sacrifice. Vishnu appears. But the demigods are wonderstruck. Lord is not wonderstruck. The devotees are always trying to first estimate anything and everything in terms of material conception. Three modes of material nature affects him. So they know only one way to understand, but then it takes time to come to the correct point of understanding. Here we see all the spiritual personalities are involved. But at the level of demigods, the modes are affecting so stringently that something amazing is happening. First of all, Tvasta, the priest, he has seen, he has a son called Vishwarupa, and he is performing fire sacrifice meant for pleasing the Lord. And somehow or other there was mistaken pronunciation or chanting the mantra, and the reaction was there. It is said there is no difference between the Vedas and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So everything should be perfect. And when you chant with slight mistake and such a big reaction happens, it is completely bewildering. You can't understand the mind of the Lord. So when you fail to understand the desire of the Lord, how is it possible that this material life can become successfully crossed over and remain spiritual? Even it is extremely difficult for the demigods. Do you think devotional service or performing a pure devotional service is simple, easy? It's very, very difficult. But nonetheless, all the opportunities in this material world, especially in this Kali Yuga, is there that one has to become very, very serious. Can't make a cheap way or easy way to give a shortcut to the process. First of all, here it is said that avismitam, the Lord's situation is that he is never bewildered by these interactions of different modes, while we are becoming easily bewildered. Every action is difficult to understand. We are accustomed to perform an action, but we do not know what kind of internal release of the energy and how it is trying to act according to our desire. At least some part, voluntary actions. It is bewildering. Most of the people do not care. They forget the whole process of karma. But Krishna says karma brahmodbhavam viddhi. Karma is appearing through Brahman. And brahmaksharam samudbhavam. The Brahma is generated from Akshara, the infallible situation of the Lord. Tasmat sarvagatam Brahma nitya yagya pratishthitam. Therefore the conclusion should be that sarvagatam Brahma, Brahman is all pervading, but it will be established in one singular activity of yajna. So we should have an aim to please the yajnapati Vishnu by performing our activities. Now here Indra's activity is completely different. Previous to this particular chapter is called Narayan Kavach was recited by Vishwarupa. So all the demigods and Indra can take the total shelter of the Lord. They take the shelter of the Lord. Now these demigods are powerful, but nonetheless, Vishwarupa is addressing them. Take the resolute shelter of the Lord in any case. But as if they have not understood, something extraordinary thing happens. Because of Vishwarupa's relationship with his mother, who was the mother of the demons also, he was favoring them by bypassing some of the oblations to them. And Indra found out. Indra chopped off all the three heads of the son of Tvashta, Vishwarupa. And again, as a rule, when there is no appeasement for a material balancing act to give a justice, for example, these three heads were distributed to different personalities. Here it's in the form of three birds. So they will not cause any disturbance in carrying out the counter justice system. There is a justice system, but one party does not get a proper justice, they go for appeal to the Supreme Court. We know ultimate Supreme Court is Krishna's court. Instead of hanging around in taking a counter justice system, Vishwarupa told all the demigods, okay, there's a Brahmahatya because Vishwarupa was a Brahman. Indra cannot, commit such a heinous act. Indra knew himself. Knowingly he commits such an offense. So there is no appeasement, and he voluntarily does not want anything to be pardoned. He said, I will accept the reaction, whatever it may be. But do you think taking a reaction will nullify the action? Taking an action against the curse that he is going to get will nullify the action? No. There is no way. Unless and until one takes utter shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Otherwise, in the material world, there is no justice. Never, ever has been a justice enacted. So there is an intrigue here that simply on the pretext of some wrong pronunciation in a mantra by Tvashta, a demon came out. And he was the most formidable enemy for all the demigods. When something is dangerous in front of them, they have only one knowledge: we have to surrender to Krishna. And they glorify such an event of total surrender. It's an opportunity. So they never are displeased or discouraged, because there will be a total failure against Vritrasura. This enactment, which is rather the most formidable, it is bringing a person to take the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, bypassing all the pros and cons of material nature or arguments. It's a direct process of taking shelter unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, if you try to see the check and balance system in the material world, you won't find any. You will not find any. Mother Nature, being a pure devotee, she can adjust, but we cannot. We are so feeble, insignificant, and we cannot understand how this takes place. But ultimate responsibility is on the Brahman, the totality, sum total of all material and spiritual ingredients. They have been manifested, they are termed as Brahman. The Brahman is thus produced, sa ikshati sa iman asrujata, iman lokan asrujata. All manifestation, material manifestations, came by simple glance of Mahavishnu. And he is asvimitam, avismitam. Then, paripurna kamam. All his desires are fulfilled, because he is fulfilling our desires. And everything is there to fulfill our desires. Only thing that we have to go by the Vedic instructions, so we can fulfill our desires. Otherwise, no. Because every action and reaction, if it is cut short by any influence, it does not yield the same result. The perfect result is by perfect following. But in Kali Yuga, people do not have even good intelligence, good remembrance. Nothing is positive. So we cannot figure out the justification for any particular action. So here, seeing the most ferocious form of the demon, which is coming out from the yajna, fire sacrifice, by a Brahman, and some discrepancies of chanting mantra, as well as, bypassing some of the oblations in the name of demons, and Indra beheading. These are some kind of gross action reactions are continuing, but nonetheless it is not justifying any particular reason. So they know we are committing knowingly all the aparadhas. Knowingly committing aparadhas. Only one way one has to go through. Simply give up everything and take utter shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. If it is beyond any jurisdiction that we cannot repair anything, just give up and surrender. Otherwise, at every step there is danger of either misappropriation, miscalculation, misjudgment. Everything is there. Samasritaya padapallava plavam. The lotus feet of the Lord are most suitable boat. Padapallava plavam. It is called Mahatpadam. It's not ordinary lotus feet. Mahatpadam, very great. Trivikram showed Mahatpadam. A little Vamandev came and exhibited his Mahatpadam nature. Bali Maharaj was also bewildered. Oh, I can give three steps to this young lad. No problem. Why my spiritual master is telling not to give him? Shukracharya, wanted to prevent, because he knew some nature that here comes the Supreme Lord to cheat him. But he was so obsessed. He said, Bali, you are a foolish person. You are my foolish disciple. You are going to lose everything, but don't you understand? We are also existing. We will also lose. If you want to lose, you lose yourself. But why do you drag us? He says, bad luck. Why? Because he was the spiritual master of Bali Maharaj. If Bali Maharaj sinks, everybody sinks. But Bali Maharaj was supported by pure devotee Prahlad Maharaj. He was not supported by his father. He is a demon. Prahlad's son Virochan was a demon. But Prahlad Maharaj saw that his grandson is capable, and therefore he was very, very supportive. That is Mahatpadam. If you want to cross over this material existence, then we have to take shelter of Mahatpadam. Srila Prabhupada is so much thoughtful because he got the proper understanding from his spiritual master to take shelter of the Mahatpadam in the form of the unbroken chain of disciplic succession. What a solid backing one would ever have. Alone, individually, we cannot claim. Just surrender to me. I'll take care of you across. No. And never try to utter that kind of word that you are going back home, back to Godhead, and you will take care. I will take. Don't advertise. Don't proselytize. But stick to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, and thereby you will stick to the lotus feet of the entire disciplic succession, and that is connecting with Mahatpadam. So Srila Prabhupada is Mahatpadam for us, disciplic succession is Mahatpadam for us, and Lord Krishna's Mahatpadam are for us. That is easy. Samasritaye padapallava plavam. Pallav means the boat. Mahatpadam punya yasho murare. Punya yasho murare. Why it is punya? To take the shelter of the lotus feet itself is a very righteous activity. Lord Krishna, who is the enemy of Devan Mura, Murari, because he killed this demon who was trying to block the ear and nostrils and mouth of Brahma, so he cannot utter Veda. Krishna was prayed for protection by Lord Brahma, and Krishna came and killed the demon Mura. And what to speak of this? Bhavam buddhi vatsapadam. Bhavam buddhi, this whole entire material existence is a very, very formidable ocean. If you fall in, it's difficult to get out. But it said it becomes vatsapadam if you take shelter to the lotus feet of the Lord, it becomes, the whole bhavam buddhi will become vatsa padam. Vatsa means little calf. And padam means the print which is created in the mud, and some water will be remaining in it. So it becomes vatsa padam. Bhavam buddhi vatsa padam. Even though this great ocean of material existence is there, it will become like little water contained in the hoof print of a calf. Padam padam yada vipadam tesha. Otherwise, every step will encounter dangerous situation. In the material world, every step is dangerous. You never know. Because what do you mean by step? Every activity that is going to generate a reactionary cycle. So devotional service is exempted from any kind of result yielding activity. That is the nature. By becoming devotee, we are guaranteed to cross over the ocean of material sufferings, ocean of material existence. Bhavam buddhi vatsa padam, padam padam yada vipadam natisham. We are suffering a dangerous situation at every step of progress. And we don't find any tangible progress. Sadhana bhakti, we have a lot of problems in sadhana. Right? What do you think? It's better to take an instant shelter at the lotus feet and do not aspire for anything. Otherwise, there will be a problem. Remain satisfied. That is the best way. If you desire something, then you are in a problem in the first place. There are some safe desires. No, there are never a safe desire. Because to desire is also to start the the cycle of results. Dhyayato vishayans punsa. If you contemplate on the objects of sense gratification, immediately next reaction starts. Sangasteshu bhajayate. You want to associate with the objects of sense gratification. Sangat sanjayate kama. As soon as you associate with the objects of sense gratification, the lust will develop. Kamat krodho bijayate. Because you are robbed, cheated, right in daylight, knowingly. There is nothing bewildering than this. We are cheated in enjoyment, or what we call kamat krodho bijayate. We anticipate something happiness, instead we become frustrated, and then it will pull us down into the material cycle. If we have desire to enjoy, and that's why we are associating with the objects of sense gratification, we do not see that we are being robbed. We do not see ourselves in a problem. We become so mad and oblivious to the problem that will be generated after. Kamat krudho bhi jayate. It never said kamat sukham abhi jayate.
It doesn't say that. But kamat krodho bhi jayate.
Frustration.
Because there is no enjoyment. Otherwise, kamat sukham bhi jayate. But it is not happening. So, the reactionary cycle that is happening right before our eyes, but we do not learn the essential lesson that at every step there is a danger and there is a frustration and there is a failure and we should take some other means, any other alternative to relieve our, itch of desire. If this itch is continued, a person, even though getting so much punishment, still doesn't want to give up the itch. Rather, he wants to keep on itching, like a miser. So, such a bewilderment that keeps us always sink in the ocean. What is meant by a dog? Why the name of dog is written here? You can't cross over existence of the material, or what we call material existence, simply by holding a tail of a dog. Prabhupada said, dog knows how to swim, but in a limited pool of water. And still, if you hold the tail, the dog will sink along with you. He's not going to take care. If you are a baby, then a dog can, save you. But baby do not know how to hold the tail even. Some pet dogs have been, they are known for it. Many a times army dogs are glorified that they have done some wonderful acts to save a human being. But here, what it means to hold the tail of the dog is completely uncongenial to rescue a person, and that too from bhavambudhi, that too from the ocean of nisyans. So here, this is very, very appropriate prayer of the demigods, then by seeing this Vritrasura, who is covering up the entire firmament, he is so much formidable that we have no chance to stand against him. Better we take shelter of you. If we take care of other instructions or somebody else's help, even we can't count on Indra. Indra is supposed to be the demigod's army in chief. He is the king of the heaven. But we can't trust him. We can't take his help. There will be a better other situation. But we should not create the situation. Rather, we will try to follow the instructions of the Lord. The Lord eventually tells them that what will save. Indra cannot kill Vritrasura by his all mights. But because he is a devotee, he will be coming in contact with the prowess of devotional service in the form of vajra, then and then he will be relieved. So this is a very nice episode, and we have to learn a great lesson that only by devotional service all our material problems, including the problems of administration, by the king of the heaven, that will be answered only by undivided devotional service. The Lord can be revealing himself through knowledge, through personal appearance, and one who will allow us to understand his intricate leelas simply by undivided devotional service. So anybody has any question? Yes. Can you take the mic and pass on? As far as possible, the mantra has to be chanted with natural way of the tongue, not artificially twisting the tongue. But in this case, even the mantra which has been chanted by Tvashta was elongated. The example will be given. And that's why there is a strict, strictness in Treta Yuga especially, where four priests were so expert to perform one particular yajna. The Samvedi, who is supposed to pronounce the mantras, is the chanter. And he has to chant in a very strict meter as well as strict pronunciation. And these meters are changeable, according to the seriousness, according to the fire oblation, So, Prabhupada said he chanted the word in a short form was elongated. That was the mistake. Now, there are many incidents that Prabhupada has been, preventing devotees not to artificially chant. Artificial means it is not a natural sound. People can chant Ram. I said there are only two syllables. But why Ramo, Rama, Rama? The meaning is changing. The grammar is changing. Everything is changing. So the meaning will be changed. If the grammar is changing, meaning will be changing. The word Ramo is there. Ramo Vijayate. There is a Prabhupada specifically says in this particular mantra that Tvasta chanted that the Shashti Tat Purush becomes which Purush. That's in the grammatical arrangement. So therefore the meaning changes. So we have to prevent Rama Rama is good enough, but Ramo Rama Rama, everything has a different meaning. Similarly, Krishna and Krishna also have different meaning. Draupadi's name is Krishna. So who are we, targeting? If we have only Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in the target, we can't make other name to target the same. First of all, our chanting is also without cognizance. Cognizance means inattentive chanting. So in inattentive chanting, who will be addressing? Who we will be addressing to? We do not know ourselves. So how the Lord is taking going to be granted? So like that. If you say Krishna, then why Krishna will be, attending? Oh, that is for Draupadi, not for me. He may say that. So the idea is that chanting, however, if it is without that intention and you are addressing to the Supreme Person, then he will accept it. But, are we chanting consciously? When our chanting becomes attracted towards, extension of the word to set up a particular meter or raga, or then, make adjustment to that, Krishna has no connection with it, we lose the connection that way. So the idea is that let's try to be simple. It's not like the Britishers, when they came to India, they found so many tongue-twisting syllables. But then they make a habit to spell out or speak out the name as a joke. And they were trying to make every name applicable. Yeah, Chaturvedi become Chobe. Dvivedi became Dube. All these people from Bengal also, Banerjee, Chatterjee, the Chattopadhyay become Chatterjee, Bandopadhyay become Banerjee. What is this? Like they are fighting for Ahmedabad. It was Karnavati before, but on Ahmad Shah's name, they became Ahmedabad. So the idea is that that in Sanskrit it's called apabhramsha. Bhramsha means destroying. Apabhramsha. They try to destroy the nomenclature purposely, then it has to be reset again. Anyway, If it is not connected with Krishna, we should not endeavor much in it. You know, rather we stick to Lord Krishna and his pronunciations. That is the desire of Srila Prabhupada. I don't think if unknowingly or by, say, colloquial pronunciation of the twisting of the tongue and whatever to be taken into account, the local method is valid, but because you are meaning, it's same. If your meaning is not same because we are oblivious while chanting, then it becomes a disturbance. That's the point. But that was meritorious in Treta Yuga only. All right. In Kali Yuga, what can you do? But that's why it is there. And as far as when we are chanting Krishna directly, then we should know for whom we are chanting. Right. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His only singular personality. Nobody else is equal to or greater than Him. Any other question? Right. There is a common saying that first deserve, then desire. Right? So during our sadhana, we are told, says for example, in chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, what would you desire? You desire Krishna should dance at every syllable? Then? We are advised to purify our oral reception, that the holy name has potency, it's virtuous. Shrunutam svakatham krishna punya shravana kirtana radayantasya vadrani vidunoti surit satam. It's to hear the Lord's glorious activities itself is purifying. So, when we are told that we have to concentrate on the sound vibration only during the chanting of Mahamantra, but then we desire something else, it's uncongenial. We have to train our mind to first purify and then only on purify. Now you said you have some spiritual desire, but that desire you have to evaluate, that it comes as a spontaneous service only. So at spontaneous level, which is growing up to after asakti, bhava and prema, are we desiring according to those terms? If it is spontaneous, then yes, it should be on a pure level, pure desire. That is spiritual. Otherwise, it is mixed. Anartha nivritti, nishtha. That requires, you know, pure desire, but it is not yet developed. when one is freed from all unwanted activities from his life, then he will be steadfast on a nistha stage where he can generate the pure desire. His desire should be guided, however, in bhajana pranali, the system of internal bhajan, is it not? Those desires should be guided. So then you will have to develop a requisite, you know, association, execution of those desires as a service, and that too on trial and error. But nonetheless, you will be established with the help of your spiritual master, you know, and all other subsequent hierarchies. So, spiritual desire cannot be expressed otherwise. You know, how would we know? What is the verification? This is the system of verification. So at that level, people cannot criticize. Spiritual master and you will be in so much intense relationship of service to the Supreme. Then and then it will be a confidential relationship. Why would otherwise Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj will say, oh, he will do in due course of time. You do not have to advise him. Srila Prabhupada. Right? At one instant. His god brothers wanted him to get some engagement somewhere. And Bhakti Siddhanta told, in due course of time, he will do what is necessary to do. You don't have to tell him. And Prabhupada executed that desire of his spiritual master, and all the success was there. That's how spiritual life depends.